Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo, singumkani, singumsizi, wansuku zonke, your daily companion. Lithini izwi uNkulunkulu akuphathise lona, lithini izwi olizwi namuhla enkonzweni lakubusisa. Sicela nathi usibusise. Nangu ke uDr. Lungile Madinani ya usherela lam. Izwi from encwadini ka usherela from ithi nje ngifunde imessage yakhe uthi good day sis bahle, my message for today uthi ask him again, ask God specifically for what you want. Tell God what you want or need and ask him to provide that for you. Be specific about your request. Even though God knows what you want and need, he wants you to ask him for it. God can answer vague prayers, but being specific creates a deeper bond between you and him. When we ask God for something, we are letting him know which we believe and he can answer our request, and this takes boldness. Yeah, seek and you will find. This is praying in an even bolder way. It's the next level up from asking. Seeking requires effort and takes time. So izwi asherela lona namuhla ukuthi cela, ask him again. Siyabonga kakhulu ku Dr. Lungile Madinane. Nango Pastor Sean Sitlari naye usithumele la umyalezo, asilalele i voice note yakhe.
Goeiedag mama Nhlapo. And goeiedag to your beautiful listeners on this beautiful, great radio station, Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
And I greet you all in the mighty, living, holy name of God. And I greet you all in the mighty, holy, living name of God of salvation, Yeshua. I greet you all in the mighty, holy, living name of Holy Spirit. I greet you all in the mighty, holy, living name of Trinity. Mama Nhlapo, if you permit and if you allow me to share, I would like to share the word with you from the book of Hebrews 10, 35 to 36. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, the confidence which is greatly and given to you, for you need endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, may receive what is promised to you. And another book that I want to read about or to read from, it is a book of Romans 8, verse 38 to 39. In this scripture, Mama Nhlapo, there are words which states that nothing will ever separate us from the love of God, irrespective of whatever it is, the sexual immorality, the addiction to sexuality, none of this will ever separate us from the love of God. In the Psalms of 73:26, it say, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart. He is a portion of mine forever. When I'm weak, God, he is with me. When I'm down, God, he lift me up. When I'm spiritually ungodly, God will purify me. Lastly, Mama Nhlapo, book of Isaiah 41, verse 10, it says, do not fear, for I am with you, says God. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will give you strength. I will help you. I'll uphold you up with my right righteous hand, says the living, holy, mighty God. Mama Nhlapo, I'm trying to find a way of helping somebody to regain their self-spiritual confidence, to regain their self-confidence. Mama Nhlapo, I'm inspired by the topics which you have brought yesterday, last Sunday on this beautiful program, when you're talking to doctor about this sexual addiction, that people who are sexually addicted, it's like they're losing their spiritual, or they have lost their self-confidence. But today, I find the word of God from these different verses, which I think might help to uplift the spirits of these people. That is a powerful, very powerful, powerful indeed teachings you have brought forth, people. In the book of Hebrew, God is giving courage, because I think God knows, besides in the book of Prophet Jeremiah, it says that before we were born, God knew us while we were still in our mother's wombs. God knows all our journeys. It is in this time that God is opening this scripture. He said, with this scripture, we need to give courage to somebody who has lost his confidence in himself. Therefore, we say, Mama Nhlapo, ho bohlokwa haholo hore ha re le bana ba ntate Modimo, we need to build a spiritual line, a spiritual alignment with God, and we need to make sure that we love God with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our strength, so that the living power, the connection between us and God may not disappear or may not fail. It is true, hore re batho ba nama le madi, we fail. Here is a scripture, Mama Nhlapo, that says from the Psalm 73 verse 26, yes, it's true, my flesh is failing me. It is true, my heart, it is failing me. But the word says, don't judge yourself. Do not put yourself below. Because we shall walk on scorpions and tremble on the head of the serpent. So now, what is happening here? The evil spirit is stealing. It is stealing that spiritual ability and the self-confidence, and it makes people to lose their value, and we opt to go to things which means less to us. But the word says that God is my strength. Of my weakest part, God is my strength. Mama Nhlapo, I believe uba, when I'm weak and I'm so addicted into these sexual activities, I need to give unto God and say, you are the strength of my mind. You are the strength of my heart. You are the strength of my body. You are the strength of my spirituality. God rebuilds me. God gives me you. Build in me your heart. Do not fear, for he is with you. God will give you the desire of your heart. I pray in the living mighty name of God that you may be delivered from this spiritual enslavement of immoral sexual practices, that you may be released from this masturbating things, that you may be released from this multiple sexual conducts, so you may have one, be in one union. We pray in the living mighty name of Holy Spirit that He give you ability, that He gives you strength, that He give you power, that He opens your eyes and make you see His glory. I am praying, God, that your spirit may be planted before God, like the tree which is planted in the middle of the water or by the river bank, which never which never tries, that bear fruits at right time for the right purpose. Mama Sapo, ke kopa moya o halalang wa ntate Modimo o tlo robe selekanelo sena sa lefifi, this evil spirituality. We pray that the Holy Living Spirit of Mighty Holy God may break the chains and open the doors of the prisons and release this young man and this young woman, this old man, this old woman who are captured by the spirit of evil, by the spirit of sexual slavery, and purify them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may the living mighty power of God be with us now and forever. Amen.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.